Okay, we're in Siman Vav. We're up to Sif Yud, which we started last week. Sif Yud was the painful case of Aishas Kohen Shenibala Philip Ainis Asura Lai. Okay, in the case of an Aishas Kohen that was forcibly nenas, that somebody was ma'anisar, Asura Lai, it's one of the difficult situations, Lai Aleinu, that she's also. An Eishes Yisrael is only, it becomes a site if she's Mizana Baratzin. But an Eishes Kayit Shenensa is also Asura. So that was our discussion at the end of last week to find some Eitzes. And one question was if she has to tell him or not. I mentioned the Vrechaim was Masupik. We have a Boston contingent here, if you're not aware, the Rothstein family. And from our Boston end came a Tshuva Snai de Yehuda. It's the Yehuda Kama Tshuva Lamed Hei. It's very... It's very interesting, the sort of the Redifa Sa'emis of the Snai de Yehuda. Because Nebi Yehuda obviously wants to try to find some type of kula. Let me tell you the story of Nebi Yehuda. It's a very sad story. The person asking the question is a young man who boarded in the home of a couple. He was a boarder. He stayed in the house for a while. A single fellow. And the host was a kayin. And actually his case wasn't even a kayin. Nobody was a kohen. Nobody was not nageya, because during the time he stayed there, he was mizana with the wife of his host. He says numerous times over 3 years. The story gets more interesting. Ultimately, he married their daughter. This only happened in real life, and then he became a bal tshuva. He did tshuva. So now he's married to the daughter. He's mizana with the mother-in-law. So he asked the Nai de Yehuda, do I have to tell my father-in-law? He has two shailas. Do I have to tell my father-in-law that he's also to his wife?
He wasn't also to his wife.
What?
He wasn't also to the daughter.
He's not also to the daughter. That's unfortunate. You know, like it's unfair, right? He's mutter to the daughter. And now he's all from. And now he's asking a shaila, do I have to tell my father-in-law that he has to divorce my mother-in-law? And then he says, "In Tim Tzolayma, I'll tell my father he won't believe me. Do I have to go to Besdin and tattletale on them?" This is the shaila to the Nai Yehuda. Very difficult shaila, no? So Nai Yehuda is done. There's a halacha that b'mok covered abrius, you're allowed to be over a deraisa. This is the shaila of a deraisa. So listen to the Lomdei Shaila. He says, Nabi Yehuda says, what's the Shaila? It's a case of covered abrius, because it's going to be a bizarre to the whole family. And you're allowed to be over the right of Bisheva Al Tasa. So what's the Shaila? He's a Lomdei. Listen to Shaila. Shaila is, we have to decide if it's Sheva Al Tasa Converse. If you go according to me, the son-in-law, for me, it's Sheva Al Tasa, I won't say anything. Or you go according to the Aveira. The Aveira is Kumbase, that the father-in-law is living with the mother-in-law. And then there's no excuse. But still, Mokokar Rabri is that Aveira is happening with Kumbase. He doesn't know. She does know. Oh, crush out the wife. The wife's not asking.
What about the case of Kilayim, the classic case of Kilayim in the Gas?
So what's there?
There, you have to take...
Which way is it a riot?
It's a riot against the Rebbe.
So, but you hear, he goes through that case.
With
respect. One second, for a change. This is the longest of the Shaila. So if Yehuda says that Machlek is the Rosh of the Rambam, listen carefully. The Gemara is a case, it's in Bruch, it's Daf Yotes, I think it's a Nida also, of a man who's wearing shatnez in the street, shatnez derais in the street, and someone else sees, so the other person rips it off of him, Mishum Kavod Abrius. So the question is, does he refrain mishum kavod avriyus? So the Gemara says he rips it off of him. Now the machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh, what the case is. There are two girsais in the Gemara. One girsa is that he sees someone else wearing shatnez, and he rips it off of him. And one girsa is he realizes he himself was wearing shatnez. The Rosh's girsa. So one second. Put it to the Rambam's girsa. He sees someone else wearing klayim. Does he rip it off? The Gemara says it's called kumvase. So Amir says that's mamish to shayla. By the person who sees the other one, by him it's shavar tase if he doesn't do anything. But by the person doing the aveira, it's kumvase. Wearing it is kumvase. And the Rambam says that's called kumvase, and you have to rip it off of him. He says the Rambam is machmir. That's kumvase, and there's no heterokav avrius. The Rosh says beferish, the reason he disagrees is because he says no, that's shaval tasset. He says the Gemara means that a person himself is wearing it. Someone else wearing it, you don't got to rip it off of it. So the Nagavinda says your shail is a machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam, it's kumvase. You have to tell the father-in-law. According to the Rosh, it's Shaval Tasa, and you don't have to tell. How do we pass it? We pass it in Shin Gimel. The Mechabra passes like the Rambam. And the Ramah passes like the Rosh. In your day, in Shin Gimel. So he says, turns out, since the Shoel is a Ashkenazi, he goes with the Rosh. So he's learning the Tshuva. He ends up, you don't have to tell. That's called Sheval Tasa. By not telling, it's covered up via Sheval Tasa, so you don't have to tell. So, Shalom Yisrael, let it go. That's the first half of the Tshuva. You have a problem with it?
What's the Avir here? Somebody else. What's his Issa?
He's wearing shatnez.
No, the other guy. He seems the other guy not to wear.
The viewer. He has a mitzvah say to whatever the aveh is, not the thing either. She's not giving it to him. But it's a chayat
techiyah. There's no mitzvah shogi in there either. There's no
mitzvah. So here also it's a vaday. By him it's a vaday. I mean, they don't have to believe him. Okay, one sec. Well, yeah, I think we'll get to that. You're mechuyev to be mafrish, that's for sure. The question is, mokum kavod avriyus of its mutar. There's no shaila if you see someone doing an aveira, you have to be mafrishim. You have to be mafrishim from an aveira. Right? The Gemara says it's a lafrishim yisur is a chiyav bezdin, and we learned many times chiyav bezdin means a chiyav klal yisur. You tear it off him. Paishta after lemeshuk. Paishta after lemeshuk. Lashon Gemara. It's brachas. It's not even.
What
happens if he knows or not?
No difference. I didn't do it in Rishus Arabic.
I don't know, he doesn't say
anything. By the person, he's going to live his life continuously.
The wife of the
court. So come to that also. One thing at a time, right?
The couple is going to get divorced because we know that this is the reason. What's the cover of the priest?
See, the cover every issue is that they'll have to get divorced. That a happy married couple have to get divorced. The children.
This is an interesting Shiloh, but
usually happy married couples don't get divorced.
No, in any case where someone said that they
never. Oh, you mean any case? No, so for the husband himself, it's definitely converse. There's no Shiloh, there's no head to cover abrius. The Shiloh is only the other person who has to tell. For him, maybe it's Sheval Tasa. But. Every case is someone else is telling. Yeah, he's going to get every case someone else is telling. Huh? One thing at a time. So that's what Yehuda said the first part of the tshuva. See, it's one of these that everyone's going to live happily ever after. But then he writes at the end, Shuv, I looked into the Rosh, and the Rosh's lashon is that you don't have to be peishtai. Kimin shulchayte l'shah. Says an aveira l'shah. He's going to get home. You'll tell him once he's home. He'll tell him to take it off. Then Yehuda says that the Rosh only argued with the Rambam by an Aveira L'shah. He says, so Memela, this case, which is not an Aveira L'shah, it's an Aveira for the rest of their lives. So he says, you have to tell. But, he says, you tell the father-in-law of Bitsina, he's not mechuyev to believe you. We're going to learn next sif. You're not mechuyev to believe in Eid Echad that his wife was Mizana.
Right.
We're going to, if he believes you, believe by, then he has to be garish his wife. But he's not mechuyev to believe you. So you tell him. The question whether you go because you will fill out for Shem Yisurah. That's what he said. He says, "What do you have to go to bed? Then you have to go to bed. He's not mechuyev to believe you, so you don't have to go to bed." What? The Eid Echad. Bezdin doesn't believe in Eid Echad. So okay.
He's the Eid
and he's the Eidim. Both. Eidim in Yiddish, not Eidim in
Hebrew.
So anyway, this is the tshuva study of Yehuda. He says that you have to tell. It's interesting, there's another tshuva in the night of Yehuda, tshuva ayin, also in Kama, about whether the wife has to tell. And
The nivellus,
right, whether she has to tell. So that's totally vital in whether he's chayv lahamina. And the pashtus is that you should have to tell. He says, if she doesn't think he'll believe him, she doesn't have to tell. That's it.
Don't ask, don't tell.
What? It's only marriage. You should beat this only. Anusas, Abbas Anusas, said Gemara says. So let's learn Sif Yud Beis. Is there any Demonis Bechlau? Let's just see, go in order. See Sif Yud, Sif Yud Aleph, and then Sif Yud Beis. They're all in consecutive in order. Sif Yud was Eishish Kaish Nibbala Philobaitis Asura Lai, Sif Yud Aleph, Eishish Yisrael. Shenemsa Afal Pishu Muteras Labaila Asura Lakuna. What that means, if she's Nensa while she's an Eishish Ish, so she gets a din zayna. Now we discussed this in the past. What's a zayna? It says by a kain that the zayna v'chalal ala yikachu. The zayna is somebody who's nearby law to someone she's not allowed to marry. Now this is a person who out of erva she's allowed to marry.
Right.
But since she's an eishesish, she's not allowed to marry him.
Isn't it a
kavachomer? So memela could be a kavachomer. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that she's asura lekuhuna even if b'shas. B'shas Bia, she didn't become asa to her husband. She was married to Yisrael. So then she's still asa to the kahuna. And the Beishmol from Kimmel brings the machlekes to the Gemara. B'shas Kligi Avu Dishmol V'Rava Hilchus HaKarava Kol She B'tchilas Bia B'seif HaBia Baratz and have a kinensum. Okay, so here is a new discussion which I'll get to. The shaila is the following. You have Eishes Yisrael. Let me come back. Let's do Sif Yud Beis. I'm going to come back, okay, to the Beishmol. Sif Yud Beis, just to round out these three Sifim. Eishes Kayin Shemeres Labayla Nenasti. Oy. Shigigasi. Yeah, how do you pronounce it, though? Shogakti. Shogakti, uba olai, acher, a shaba erecha vehid lo yeleh, or an erechad says it, shazimsa, bein by nisbein beratzen, eina asura olav, shema ina nasna be'echad. It's the last sugya in the Dharam, I think, on that tzadik amid bey, tzadik alaf amin alaf, the last sugya in the Dharam, it's all sugya in Yavamis, that it's interesting, the Gemara said, I think the Mishnah Yishayna, was of a woman said to her husband, Nanasti, that she, that she's telling the truth. Why would she say such a thing? And the Mishnah Achrayna is that we don't believe her, Shema ina nosta ba'acher, because maybe she wants to get out of the marriage, and she's saying it in order to get out of the marriage, so she's not believed. So, Shema ina nosta ba'acher, maybe she's looking to get out of the marriage. He has a chiddush. If he trusts her, in his heart he believes her. It's missing the word oy ha'ed ne'eman loy. Or those who have the new Shulchan Aruch have it stuck in oy sha'ed ne'eman loy. V'samah da'itel edvarav yaitzi k'day latzisi day safik. And here becomes it's an issue that needs explanation. So again, the sif has two halves to it. One, it's just kayin who's asur labayla. If she tells the husband, and the husband is not mechuyev to believe her, he's not mechuyev to trust her, and mamela, there's a he can continue to live with her. And now here, there's a rule of shavya nafshe chatichet hisura. Even if she's not telling the truth, but so what? If somebody says something in Bez, then shavya nafshe chatichet hisura. So the Ran in the Dharm answers that there's no shavya nafsha, at least one of his teruatim is, that she says meshubet to him, there's no shavya nafsha chitichid isur. You can't make an isur and be mafkia your yachiv to your husband. And that's one of his teruatim. He has a second one, mechudish to keteretz, but we'll come to it soon. But in the meantime, that's the first pshat in the sif. And the second half of the sif is that if he trusts her, he has to go according to his heart, and he has to follow through on what he believes by. How each of these steps needs a hesper, so let's take it sort of one at a time. We have here the rule that an eshes kayin should answer, that she's asura, but it has to be proven to the husband. Otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, he doesn't have to believe her. Now the question everybody asks here is, okay, he doesn't believe her, but what about her? If she knows it's true, what about her? What? So there's no Shavya Nafsha. If Shavya Nafsha is in the Isura, we don't say, because you can't create a new Isra on yourself against the Sheba that you're already in. That Shavya Nafsha is a new Isra. But what about her? In her heart, she believes that she's asa to him. She knows it. And she's from woman. So how could she allow? A man would try to beguile his wife when she's in need, though. So she has to run away from him. Now I do it. She can't prove to the Velt she's in need, but she knows she's in need. She has to run away from him. So if he wants to beguile, he says, I don't believe you are then. I said, I want to beguile you. Why care? Why is she mishumba to continue? Mishubedis is Shavya Nafshe. Shavya Nafshe is a din that even if something's not true, the Bez doesn't believe it's true. If she says it about herself, she creates a new Isser on herself. That's Shavya Nafshe. She creates an Isser. So creating an Isser, the Ran says you can't create Isser on yourself.
So it's the same thing.
It's two different things. One is a Shaila in Bezdin. Why is a Bezdin tell her you're Isser? Shavya Nafshe. The answer is Bezin doesn't tell her us, because Bezin doesn't have no reason to believe her. And that question is, what about her being Allah Bein Atzma? What about she between her and herself? So what happens between her and herself? So it's not so clear. There are those who say that the Isha herself, in that Shuva, he said with the son-in-law, he says, what about her herself? So he says, she's an Inus. I mean, she's an Inus. She was Mazana. He says, Nashim lav dino gemiri. The ladies don't know the halacha. So she doesn't know. If her husband is not mechuyev to believe her, so for all she knows, she's muteres. So he doesn't have to tell, because Nashim lav dino gemiri. That's by Yisrael. By a kayin, by Eshes kayin, there's a whole separate avenue of heter. And that's based on Rishonim, an interesting Shaila. This is a Nod Yehuda Ayin. If the Isurei Kayin are Isurim, again, Maya Yisrael and the husband and wife is a Saita, it's Isur on both of them. So you have to come on to Dashim Ladina, give me Rishis and Ayins. What about when he's a Kayin and she's a Nensa? What's a Din in such a case? So Nod Yehuda brings Rishonim that say, Isurei Kayin are only on the husband and not on the wife. She's not the Kayin, he's the Kayin. That Isurei Kayin are Isurim on the husband and not on the wife, and Mimela, she's Muteris. That's the Noyde Mihuda Kama, it's Tshuva Ayin. This is only on a Kayin. And now, this Tshuva I saw brought in the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yutes, Tshuva Lamed Zayin. He has interesting shaila. Tzitz Eliezer has a tremendous koyach dehetera. He's a very, like, Moshe Nefesh very much, a lot of times to be meikel. So he has a shaila with a couple, a Bali Tshuva, that were chayzer b'tshuva, and they're from, they're married couple. And one day she learns, you know, they say the lady shouldn't learn too much, right? The lady, he goes, she learns that if before she married him she was a mezana with a guy, she's not to be married to a guy. So now she comes to the Tzitz Eliezer and she says, you know, we got married where I'm from. We became from together. We're married, we have a from family. Now I find out that because I was a mezana with a guy beforehand, so now I'm usher to my husband. So do I have to tell him? Do I have to tell him? Now, of course, if he doesn't believe her, she's not nemenes. But if he does believe her, which probably he would, it's a from couple. And do I have to tell? So the Tzitz Eliezer goes with a tremendous kaychad ha'teira to be meikel. He's mitzara five tzirufim. It's hard to see that they're five. He calls it five tzirufim. One is the old Safik Kainim Bizman Azev. They're really Kainim Chalolim on that. But the other four, they really come all like one. He said, the other four, the first thing he says, Minadin, she's not believed. Dilmay na nasabacher. I hear it's Nikara Madvarim that it's not in there. Nasabacher. She's crying. She doesn't want to get divorced. He says, no, Chazal made a takana, Sheveh Nas Nasabacher, and only a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees the heart, and the Dayan has to paskin that she's not Neman. So, tzad number one, she's not believed anyway. Tzad number two, she's not believed, she's going to tell him, because maybe he'll believe her, it's going to make Shalom Bayis problems. If he won't believe her, they'll keep on being married, it's going to make Shalom Bayis problems. So, I'll Shalom Bayis problems. The that's the second side. So again, one side she's not believe. One side, even if you won't believe her, but it's going to make Shalom Bayis problem. Number three, who says he's Neman to believe her? Now listen to this chap. This chap is really the Aruch HaShulchan. How she's not believed? Shemei Nasabacher. Why is he believed to say I trust her? So the Rishonim say because it's Biyadei Lagarsha. A man can divorce his wife anyway. So if he believes her, he's Neman. Zot Aruch HaShulchan. Bizman HaZeh, we have a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. He can't divorce her against her will. So now, it reverts back, he's also not Neman to believe her. Shulchan Aruch says he's Neman to believe her, but Bizman HaZeh, who says he's Neman to believe her?
Four, not five. No.
So now we have, now besides the question of Yichus Kayinim, he says we have three things. That she's not believed, and even if he's not in the Shalom Bayis, and he's not believed. Now, to me, the three are one. They're not really three tzeruvim.
Yeah.
It's one shaila if she's not manis or not. If there's a faith that it's true, he calls it three tzeruvim.
Does he quote?
Kaina yichus. Let me finish. And then the fifth thing he says is what I told you. He quotes the Nevi'im, the Tshuva Ayin, and he says Yeshayim Ein Isolah Bisurei Kuhuna. In Kain Etzla, it's not a chait. He calls it a fifth tziruv. Again, I don't see a fifth seraph. That doesn't help the Gabi, the husband. He says he has five cheshbainis. And he says that she's not... Yisurei Kayin don't apply to her. So it's not her business. Yisurei Kayin don't apply. And he tzech into a maramak and today to be who the tshuva.
Maybe does he quote it?
So...
The wife of a Kayin can't go to the cemetery because...
No, 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 no. No, one second. You can't compare one Isurei. She can't feed him Truma Tameha because of it, you know. She can't feed him Chazah because she's Neshus Kayin. We're only saying that she's not responsible for Isurei Kuna. She can't take her child who's a Kayin into Beis HaKvaris. There's zero to do with this. She says, for me to take that child who's a Kayin Beis HaKvaris, not to be the wife. Now, one second, let me finish. To me, it's a double pella. He says, and I asked Reb Chaim to wait a minute. He got all upset. He said, what do you mean it's not Issa Tahar? So he says, not Issa, he's called Tshuva Ayin. I looked up the night Behuda Tshuva Ayin. It's a paragraph, Dibur HaMasel Hinei. So he brings a Shita in Taisvis, in the Dharm, that Tzaddik. who says that it's not an Isser Rakumas of Elohi, but Taisus knocks off that Shita. Taisus Daichin that Shita. And it looks to me like Siv Vav said that it's Isser on both of them. Siv Vav, maybe you could argue with me. Back, you turn a page. Kayesh Anasa Achaz Me'apsulais. Machrimen Oysam. We put them both in Cheirim. Machrimen Kola Naisim and Naisim. It's Israel, that is Israel, but we force her, we pressure her. So it's like the Yehuda, the Tzitz Eliezer is going with a tremendous Kaychad Ha'Teira, and it's a Shita, but it's not, I don't know, it's just...
Does the
Tzitz Eliezer... He's saying, no, according to the Shita of Tyson, he does. Okay, so what am I to sum up? It's a little confusing.
Rebbe, before the summation, does the Tzitz Eliezer, can he use the Rav Sternbach, the Modim Lizmanim?
Who said there was a Kanam here? What does that have to do with the Shaila? What does that have to do with this?
It doesn't make a Zona.
But who said that was the case? Maybe who did? Why you say that was the case? Okay.
So
it
comes out nowadays that somebody comes out.
It's very hard to come up with such a heter. To me, that she shouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
It's a difficult heter. Like I said, that someone else doesn't have to tell. He is machmer and someone else. Koshke the isha herself who's us. It's a very difficult. One witness only if he believes that's funny. The Gemara says one witness said, hey, this, they gave him Malkus, this Lashon Hara. But here, if he trusts them, then he has to be paid.
Sure.
What? Because if he's not mechuyev to believe her, what's she supposed to do? Okay, I'll tell you. It's a funny thing. Why isn't she responsible for everything? This chidush of Shimon Exumis, Shem Shimon Shkab Simon Ches. Reb Shimon writes that all the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Beis Din and the men. He says if the woman herself knows she's asura, Chazal didn't have to talk about that. She's got to run away from him. Beis Din says you're meshubit to him. You're not neman. But so what? She has to run away. If he gives her a piece of chazer, and Beis Din says they have no nemanis, it's chazer. They have no nemanis. So she's going to eat it. He says, of course she has to run away. He says loy dibru chazal. Chazal didn't even talk about that she has to run away. Now to me, it's mind-boggling. Going a whole simon. He's saying this all doesn't really matter. Because she has to run away anyway. So what's the difference? He does believe it, doesn't believe it, she's got to run away anyway. This is why Reb Shimon writes in Chedusha Reb Shimon, I think I brought the quote. The quote of Reb Shimon in Simon Ches is, Mashleiniska begemaru paiskim. Amazing. Mashleiniska begemaru paiskim. Chalzman she'ena chayzeres medivareha, tzrichan loimala, shele divareha, tzricha levrayach me'abal. Yeah, we're learning this here. We're saying now, we have to tell you. If you know it's true, you have to run away from him. That's what Shimon writes. Shulchan Aruch says it's pashut mei. How is it? Daimeli isha shemera shabaylo rogel lavi aleh about karcha benidasa. If a woman says my husband is bail me when I'm a nida all the time, or shemachri chaisa levashel b'shabbos, if my husband forces me to cook on Shabbos, doesn't believe her. She complains to Beis Din. I want again. He forces me to cook on Shabbos. We don't believe her. But if you are about to ishim shekeres, afa gav she'ino nemenes, based on the believer that he's by a love and he does, if he's going to mekafa chayav and laimala shlofi devarel chayav es levrayach min abayis, you got to run away. This is what Reb Shimon says, the chedusha of Shimon. We pass the malachus on the chedusha of Shimon. Very hard. Yet, how do I find this Reb Shimon in the mincha shloimei chelak gimel tshuva kuv beis? He's masking. You're asking to Reb Shimon. Yeah, to Reb Shimon. Shem is Amid. Blah blah. It's a tshuva. I mean, he was printed posthumously. I assume if he wrote it that. It changes everything. I don't know. What are we busy with here? If she's a firm woman, what does it matter if she's not in the menace? If Kilo, we're wasting our time with all these children and everything, she has to run away. It's very, very hard to understand. Now, the Tzitzilias is right. If he's Suri Kuna only on the man and not on the woman, she's not Chayavis Lebraya. Then it gives us up as a Pesach. The Rav Shimon is talking about the Be'eshes Yisrael. His piece is Be'eshes Yisrael, not Be'eshes Kuna.
But
what? If she runs away and she's not believed, she's not going to get a ksuba. She's a. Maybe your wife. These halachas, most men don't know these halachas women certainly. But what is Eben Ezer? You know, we ran out of Yeridaya, so we can't Eben Ezer.
I mean, back to the case of the Nagabuda, the fact that she has to run away. How does that affect the guy, the son-in-law, whatever?
She's not running away.
She doesn't know.
Yehuda says, Noshim Lavdina Gmiri, and she's an Ignis, and leave her alone. That's what he says.
So it's the same thing, then, basically.
But he's also nice. He doesn't know until you tell him. But he says she knows the facts, she just doesn't know. That's what it says in Yehuda. Yehuda, he had his machmir because of the other cheshvin, that it's not Aver L'shah. But
nowadays, sometimes a
person
says, I don't believe you, but she'll have to separate
herself. That's what we're saying. So this whole thing gets thrown into confusion. Now let's.
If she runs away.
Yeah.
Then Beit Din and find her, they would pull her back and bring her to her husband.
Why bring her back? Any woman runs away, Besson doesn't run away after them. Stam, a regular woman, runs away. Besson goes and sends the police after her. So Bezin doesn't go and run after her. Let's say in Eir Nosavach and she leaves. Bezin doesn't go.
They would tell her you have to go back.
I'll tell her, yeah, maybe I have to tell her. Although Rav Shimon says they don't tell her. They tell us either. Okay. Let's just move on to a second aspect of this.
Following up. So she asked basically how you have to run. How does she get married?
She doesn't, she's stuck. He doesn't have to give her a gift.
Why can't he say to Bezin, of course, to give her a gift?
She can say whatever she wants, but Bezin doesn't have to do it.
Bezin
doesn't believe her. We don't believe her.
It's
not Shavya Nafshe. We're just informing a person that if you yourself know something is not good, and 100 witnesses say it's kosher, and you know it's not kosher, you still can't eat it. If you know it's treif, and 100 eidim say it's kosher, that's the rule that Yediyah is more important than Shtei Eidim. Mm. Yediyah overrides Shtei Eidim. We keep on having. Now, let's put this question and them on the society. It's obviously a very difficult and it's a painful topic. The question is if there's any other Eitzah for such a case that Eishes Kayin should answer. The question is, do we have another Eitzah? So I mentioned last week that I couldn't find. I wanted to see. Let's say you have a house. They have a bunch of little children. And Eishes Kayin, Rachmana Litzlan, is Nansa. And he says, look, I know I'm Asa to her. We're from people. I don't want to kill away my kids. We'll stay in the house, and I won't touch her. We'll stay away from each other. We won't even do Yichud. We'll be careful in Yichud. Well, somebody will always be home. I'll never be home alone with her. But I want to raise my kids. What am I going to do? We'll get a two-family house, and when there's a yichud problem, I'll go upstairs. And is that mutter or not? So I mentioned last week, I did a search of tshuvas, and I couldn't find anybody that has a tshuva. So I think I know why I couldn't find anyone who has the tshuva. I think it's a beferish of mechala. It's fascinating. It's totally in left field. It's a siman kuf yud zayin, sif aleph, not a mechaber, Ramah rather. There is another heartbreaking case. There's a case of a woman who's Raya Machbas Kashmish. And then God, as far as I know, it's not common today. But there are women, when they had a kfir vest, they used to have a regular cycle. And there's something called a vest, women who the period is brought on by certain activity. The Gemara says they're women, when they do exercise, they get the period and things like that. The Gemara has a case, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nida has a case, and here as well, about a Isha's Raya Machmas Tashmish. That means that every time she's intimate with her husband, the period comes. Whether it's the time of the month, not the time of the month, She's Raya Machmas Tashmish. It's a tragedy. So, three times in a row. Now, if the three times in a row are after she expects a period, she's still Mutter Teich. But if the three times in a row either include or are exclusively Teich, she's Asur Labai. Now, in Hilchas Nida, it talks about a woman who gets married and finds she's Raya Machmas Tashmish, so she has to get divorced. In Evan Ezra, it talks about a woman who's married many years, and she develops this condition. Somewhere in the middle of their married life, she develops a condition of Raya Machmas Tashmish. So again, she has to get divorced. There's a certain bidika that can be done, but assuming that nothing works... So here, the Ramah deals with it. The Ramah, Kuvyat Zayin Aleph, says, Im Eina writes a Lisa Acheres. He doesn't want to marry another woman. V'raitza Lishrais Imzu Ayide Shlish. He says, I won't be biyichud with her. There'll always be someone else in the house. They have children, grown up children in the house. Now the bayis says bishona achas, supposed to be bishchuda achas. I live with her. We'll have apartments in the same neighborhood. And the day when the kids are there, I'll go there. We'll eat supper together. We'll have Shabbos sundas together. And v'lo yelech etzla ela be'ed. He won't go unless there are other people there. It's arch legarsha. He's allowed to do it. The koshgein im zinsa tachtav. The mi'isalei, the shori b'kai gavna. He's talking about even susparat. So he says, if he wants to continue to be in the house and not be yichud with her, it's mutter. So the chiddush to me, this Ramah, but the Ramah says that she's mutter to him, to do this type of arrangement. And Grader Beishmul says he did a bigger chiddush. When she's in Satachta, Mashra fila b'loye de muteris. Like she de mu'usa be'ed. Maybe without aid, it's mutter. Not by netza, but by mu'usa be'ed. So al kopanim, it seems that there is such a heter, if they want to do such an arrangement. What?
If he's a kind also, the same thing.
Chayr, it should be the same. What's the difference? Netza is different because she's not mo'us be'ed of, but it's the same as Raya Machas Tashri. She's not also.
And maybe I'd be missed by putting it over this sakura.
By doing what?
By staying by somebody.
By staying? What's the other staying?
They're
not going to have, they won't be Tashmish. The marriage happened already, so. They have a Pesha, so they could have just not said anything to us. They're coming, this is Shaila. Usually there's no two Adam, she was Namsa, right? They're coming. She says I was Namsa, and he believes her. There's one other Eitzah, which is spoken about, but it's more like science fiction than actual Olamaisa. The Gemara has a case of Afkin Rabban L'Kiddusha Minei. Gemara actually has four cases where a man is Mekadosh a woman Kiddusha Deraisa, and because of certain things, the Rabban L'Mafkia the Kiddusha L'Mafre. The three of the cases are not Shayach to create. Two cases are when a man is Ma'anis a woman to Mekabla Kiddusha. Afkinu, but there Bishas Kiddushin, there was an Avera. Or someone who's in certain cases takes a cut, naktana, but there Bishas Kiddushin, it was bad. You have two cases where after they're married for a while, there's Afkinu. One is Ksubis, that based on Bezdim, if I just begin, it's not sure to recreate that case. The case that's in question is a case in Gittin, where a man makes a shliach to give a get, and after the shliach leaves, he's mevatel the kedushin. Machleitz Rishayim, if dafka mevatel in front of one, or even in front, dafka in front of two, in front of one, or even in front of two. Some say in front of two is different. In front of one, but the get, mevatel the get. So there, the lady is going to be in bad shape, right? A man sends a get to his wife with a best of a shliach. And after he leaves, this is especially before telephones, so after he leaves, he's mevatel to get. Now she's going to think she's a grusha, she's going to get married, they're going to have mamzeri. So, the chafkin rabbanu, who asa shalaita hagen? So, chafkin rabbanu le kedusha minei. Rabbanu will mevatel the original marriage, his kedusha, and shalma Yisrael. So, in our generations, it happened twice that I know of, one in the time of the Marsham, and one in the Yom Tov. When they wanted to do this, that in Marsham's case, in the first Chelek Marsham, the ninth Tshuva test, it was a case where a woman was an aguna, and Beis Din Paskin, there's enough evidence the husband died, she married, had children, and the husband, Rachman al-Tzalan, came back alive. Came back alive, said, "Aren't you happy to see me? I'm alive." You know, she said, "Well, yeah." So the Masham, they asked him, "I'm saying about these children." The Masham wanted to do this Eitzah. He writes, "L'halocha b'loy l'maisa, unless others are masking with me. What we'll do is have the husband, the husband came back, write a get to his wife, send it with a shliach, and then when he leaves, tell the husband he mevatel the get, and then afkin rabo l'kedusha minei, and the first kedushin is off, and l'mafreya, she was never married to the first one, and now the second marriage is a good marriage, and the children are mamzer." So he wanted to do this, and what are his pikpukim on it? There are a number of pikpukim. One is the Ramban says that there's an issur drabanan anyway. Mamzer drabanan in many ways is more chomer than mamzer deraisa, because the mamzer deraisa can marry another mamzer, but a mamzer drabanan can't. He says it's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba. I'm not sure if that works. The other taina is why did they say afkin rabban? Who asked shalai kahigin? He did shalai kahigin, so I'm about it. Why who asked shalai kahigin? The man comes to Beis Din, Masham says, "I have a great eitzah, let's do this." He didn't do anything shalai kahigin. He did it on the instruction of Beis Din. Beis Din said, "I have an eitzah for you." So what's who asked shalai kahigin? It's a strange who asked shalai kahigin. Then he says also that the writing of the get, you can't write, if the person wrote the get, knew the whole trick. So it's not lishma. It's not l'shem gerushin. It's l'shem a fake gerushin. So that you can do. You can fool the cipher. Here's my fact fake. To my knowledge, no one ever actually did this eitzah. The Mechashleim, Mechashleim Zaman talks about it in the tshuva. And the tshuva ayivav, I think in the first chalik. So lemaisa, it's not lemaisa, but these are the things that we find in Chazal that they try to do to sort of to help. What? I don't remember his case. We also tried to afkin rabban al kedusha minei. He also didn't do it.
That's the only case of afkin kedusha minei.
The only case that you can recreate. There are four cases in Shas. You can't recreate. If a man forces a woman to accept kedusha, Taluna v'kiddush is Taluna v'zaman zvina zvina, so Taluna v'kiddush is also a kiddush. But the Rabbanu Mafki is such a kiddush. He wants it's a takara, maybe it's a takara. I guess that's part of his suffix, otherwise he would have, I don't know. I guess that's part of his suffix. I mean, at the end, he says he's not asking him to do it, despite his pikpukim. He says, "La'alocha b'loy l'maisa." I guess if everyone would have jumped on the bandwagon, it opens up a dangerous precedent. But there's a tzairach. Okay. Anyway, this is all in this tragic type of case. Let's talk about Kaichadat Teira. We're busy with Yisur. I started reading to you the Beishmol Chavzai. Okay. So we're done. We're done. This is the topic. Eishes Kaisha Zinsa, Nansa is Asura, Eishes Yisrael Zinsa is Asura. There's very little leeway. Now, the Menezer in Beis Shmuel Chav Zayin, he talks about he talks about a woman who's forced, and in the middle of Tashmish, starts to be happy with it.
She left.
Now, the whole case is a little strange because no one else could know it. I mean, she tells Beis Din, "I was nensa, but during it I was happy about it." So Gemara says, "Liba onsei." Liba onsei, if it started, that's what he brings down here in the Beis Shmuel. Well, liba onsei, and she's not. The Pesachei Tshuva has an arichos in Sifkat Yer Aleph. Now, I mentioned to you last week the Marik. Now, I might go through the language. If you read, it's in the second half of Pesachei Tshuva Yer Aleph, which is on the page of Zion, the next page. I told you the Marik dealt with the Shaila of a woman who's Mizana in order to save her husband's life. Here's the tshuva. There's Shmos Yaakov and a Beis Yaakov. Two old tshuva svarim from the 1700s. And they argued about this. The Marik said the following yisoid. This is probably the Marik HaYadua. Like of all the things the Marik wrote, this is the most famous chiddush. The Marik writes that if a woman... Now, you have to know beforehand. The Gemara says, how many averis he heard val yavar?
Three.
Now, for a woman. For a woman, gil arois is not yehar val yavar. The Gemara says, isha kakoilam here. Well, isha is passive. And to submit to znus rather than resist and get killed, she's not mechuyevus. So, the Marik has a case, which is the case in the Beis Yaakov and the Shmos Yaakov, where people are traveling, and a bunch of ganavim fell upon them and threatened to kill them. And the woman, she now, if the man had been ma'anisar, so he'd be muteras to husband, it was Yisrael. But he wasn't ma'anisar. She enticed him. She went to him and enticed him to znus, and was able to. Now, of course, she did it physically. She did it willingly, but she did it under duress of death. So, it seems from Megillas Esther that she's asura. Esther she also did it to save Klal Yisrael. Keshra v'adi avodati. She became also to her husband. So. The Marik has his side, which they explain, that a woman is also to her husband, umala boy ma'al. It doesn't say umala ba'ashem. Usually an aveir is against God. This is not an aveir against God. She's allowed to do it. It's the Yerub Ayavar. But umala boy ma'al, since she was mizana beratzen under the circumstances against him, so therefore she's also to him anyway. It comes out a strange thing. If this lady had asked the Shaila, according to the Beis Yaakov, his understanding of the Marik, if Leah had asked the Shaila, then the Rav would have said, do it, but you can be also to your husband anyway. In other words, klape shemayim, you're allowed to do it. And klape your husband is still mala by mala. That's the Marik's side. And it's a contentious side for two reasons. One reason is the logic. If you're supposed to do it, you're as much an einus. Why isn't you're physically forced, or circumstance forces you?
Even if you
have kamina. And the second thing is,
must be able to save his life.
Yeah, but the kasha from Esther is still a good kasha. It also says. And the second point that Yehuda says, who says it's mutter? If someone's ma'anisar, she's not yarg vayava. But he says, Amos Rapid, Begile Arayas, to go and do it. Who says his mutter? So this is the contention over, that's brought here in Pesachei Tshuva Yad Aleph, over the Chiddush of the Marik.
Pesachei Tshuva confirms the
Marik? He brings the Machlaikas, Beis Yaakov and Shvasim.
Doesn't confirm it, though.
He brings the Machlaikas, he's a quoter.
Did he mention Yoel?
Yeah, they mentioned Yoel, but it's only they mentioned Yoel. They in the tshuva and they mentioned Yoel as well. They could be the same issue. See, the reason they mentioned they would mention Yoel is the Yehuda says Hatzolus Klal Yisrael Shani.
Rabbeinu
Tam. Okay.
What?
It doesn't say she was Asura Labayla, Materis Labayla. I think they do quote, I don't know who they quote.
Was she considered a Jewish person? Yeah.
I don't recall, but they definitely bring it in.
Was she considered Jewish?
Yael was Jewish.
Yeah.
She was Jewish, she's Chavar Keni, they're gay. They're Jews, they were gay ready for many generations, the descendants of Israel.
Esther is not guaranteed it was going to work.
Yes, you're
as opposed to the hoodlum, he said.
I don't know if it's guaranteed.
No, but the hoodlum, he said.
All right, I don't know if there's a difference.
No difference.
So let me tell you an Igros Moshe. Ramesha uses this marik for Pechad Teira. Ramesha had a case. It's interesting. I looked at my notes in 2005, which is 17 years ago. Somebody in Monty, Rav Monty, called me if I know if I could help him with it. Had an identical shayla. Let me tell you the way it's in Igros Moshe. The way it's in Igros Moshe, a woman was not from, she was married to someone, and they separated, they parted ways. the husband sent her a letter. It was a letter from a conservative reform Besdin, so to speak. And it said a Hebrew divorce. It said, if you sign this and mail it back to Besdin, you're divorced. So she did it. She signed it. She mailed it back to the reformer, conservative, whatever it was. And she assumed that she's divorced. Mm-hmm. And then she went and she got married again. She remarried. Baruch Hashem, it's not an issue of Mamzerus. She didn't have children. But now they become frum. And now they find out that she's an Eish HaSish, still to the first husband. The Kedushin were a good Kedushin. The get was not a good get. They're an Eish HaSish. Now, the Kedushin were a good Kedushin. Yeah. Now, in 205, when the Shaila came up, there was somebody who was in Kiriv, in one of the out-of-town communities. He had an elderly couple that became frum in their 60s. Elderly, it used to, in 205, that was elderly. Today, it's a young couple in their 60s. And they're Bali Tshuva. So this person who had a shul out of town said, you know, you never had a Yiddish chasna. Let's make you a chuppah. Fine. So he's going to make a chuppah. So he has to know, ksuva, the gamash is a psula or not. So you're a psula? So now I was married once. You're married once? You're a Jewish guy. You saw the condition, yeah. Said, you had a divorce?
No.
She said, he told me we're divorced, you know, that was the same case. So he went, he hunted down the first husband, I remember, he said he lives in Nevada, and got him to make a bezna shliach and gave her a gift. So he made a shliach and gave her a gift. Now he's going to make a chasana. So he said, 1 minute, I have a problem. Somebody's mezavud in Eish HaSish is asura labal, asura labayal. She's not, even after the get, she's not allowed to be married to him. Yeah. What do I do now? You know, after all the effort to get a get, which she did, right? What? Which? No, the first get you wanted.
Are you like the case?
No, it was the first get was true. So it's come out the same case as in Nigris Maisha. And I don't know how that played out. I remember which Rav it was that told me he's got the issue. And so we discussed it. Rav said something about it. Later I looked it up. We probably communicated. I don't remember.
What happened to the chosen?
But I have my notes for when it happened. So I had written Tashin Samachay. But the Rav Moshe has the following chiddush. He's mitzaref two tzirufim to be meikel. He says, 1 minute. The Marik says the Isser is not a mala of Hashem. She certainly didn't have veir of Hashem. She's an Eishes Ish. She's living with him. But that's not what asks her. Umala boimal. She's rebelling against him. He sent her a letter. The letter said, sign this and you're divorced. She wasn't rebelling against him. She did exactly what he wanted. She sent him a letter. And so why there's no way she should be Isser? Now hold on a second. That can't be true. What happens every time a man gives his wife a get in Besdin? And later they find a toss in the get. They find a mistake in the get. So the Gemara says, Kol d'rachem eilu ba. It said they find a mistake. She remarried them for a mistake in the get. So Kol d'rachem eilu ba, they have problems. So Moshe brings some Rishonim that say that's an issur d'rabbanan. That she can't go back to the first husband. It's an issur d'rabbanan shelo yaimru that Magureshes goes back to her husband. It's an issur d'rabbanan nikar adin, and this d'rabbanan to the first husband. So Ramesha brings raya's that this marik a gigantic kula, that even if you find a toss and a get that to the second husband that she could be muteres if you do a good get after. Now, Rav Moshe of the Tshuva, he himself says it's a chiddush. He's mitzaref a Mishnah L'Melech. Now, listen to the chiddush of Mishnah L'Melech. It's a bigger chiddush than the Marek. We all know that if Eishes is mizana, she's also labal l'bayim. He's a mizana, she's also to her husband, and she's also to the. I think it says v'nitma, am I right? Two times. Three times. So echalabal, echalabal, she's also taz, she's mizana berach, she's also tepidah. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, listen to this. He says, why is she also to the bayil? Because it's not yitachin, the bayil asira to her husband, and he's going to be mutatar. So that's why That's why he's asa tabal and asa tabal. Got the Mishnah Melech. What happens if an Eshes Ish is mizana twice with two different men? The first man she's mizana with, she's asa labal and asa labayim. The second one she's mizana with, and the third and the fourth, she's mutter labayim. Because this man didn't asar her on her husband. She's already asked her husband from the first of those. And so Mimela, the second goyel, and the third, you hear the woman, she did worse. She was not mizana one, she was not a multiple man. So only the first husband, she's asar labam, asar labayim. And not to the second and third. He says in this case, this woman, this wasn't her first, you know, case after that getting the mail, you know. It wasn't her first one. And the Mela, she's mutter to him. The Rav Moshe says, not clear we pass night to Mishlo Melech, but it's Sirif, the Marik, and the Mishlo Melech, Rav Moshe's make a nice. You need a good Lador to be Sadnach on such a thing. But that's Rav Moshe's talk. Like I said, one end with a good story, right? Where it ends up. We left with one Nakuda. The hour went very quickly. We left with one Nakuda. What does it mean if the man believes her? If Halach is, she's not an MNS, what does it mean he believes her? It's going to come back to Beishmol Chavzai and the Nitzah Shem will go.